Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Jackson Holliday, 20-year-old rookie, playing Major League Baseball. Hats off to you, kid. A couple of years ago, he was planning his prom and graduation. And now he's in the bigs. Jeremy, right now Jackson is batting 0-45. He has one hit since coming up to the bigs. He is 1-for-22 with 12 strikeouts and a walk. There are folks right now clamoring for him to be sent back down before he's overwhelmed in the bigs, which is odd because 2 weeks ago, people were saying that the Orioles made a huge mistake by not bringing the best 26 players up. Orioles said that was not the case. It is felt because of defense and things like that. It wouldn't get some at-bats against lefties. That's why they didn't bring them up. So, what do you see what's going on the field? Where do you stand with them?
Until it becomes a problem affecting this team from a wins and losses standpoint, I kind of want to let him work it out here once he's here. Like, if they ultimately decide to send him back down, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. But, again, he's here. We know what type of player he has a chance to be. Do you think you ruined him because he got rushed to the majors? No. The strikeouts are a little bit worrisome, but it's something, too, where I do think he's pressing. And those will be cut down, just like a lot of guys that come up and strike out quite a bit. I'm not the least bit worried, but this knee-jerk reaction from fans, like, that guy's got to be sent down. This guy stinks. Call him up. Trade for him. That's not how this works. It's just not how it works. And, like, for even the people that were screaming for Colton Cowser to be starting in left field and Austin Hayes, now we're looking at it, and it seems like that's an obvious thing to happen. People are clamoring, saying, see, I told you about it way back when, but when you were talking about it, there was no sample size there to say that it was legitimate to move on. There just wasn't enough. And you can go back to last year and say that. This is a brand new year. And just because you had a great year last year does not mean you're going to have a great year this year. But I do think, you know, once he starts to see the fact that he got that first hit, I was hoping we'd see another one come along, and then this one thing would just, he's going to have a 3-for-3 day, a 4-for-4 day, something like that's coming up here soon.
Joe asked me in my ear, do I think he's taking too many pitches? Yes, I do. I think at times, not every at bat, but I think at times he takes, Gunnar Henderson went through that too. Remember, that was my criticism of Gunnar last year.
He's been getting a lot of pitchers count.
He's taking too many pitches, man. Sometimes you got to go out there and ambush. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to go up there and be aggressive and knowing that that first fastball strike you get is probably going to be the best pitch of that at bat. So go up there and grip it and rip.
Yeah.
You know, don't go trying to find, I want to get in the best count. I think, if anything, he's overthinking this. He's a bad boy. Go ahead and be that guy.
I think he's been called out on 3 strikes that were off the plate, and it was an unfair, like, you know, called third strike. But at the same extent, too, you got to be at some point when it's somewhat close, you still got to protect. And knowing some of those games that we've talked about where the umpire has been giving off the plate, you got to be ready for that, too. And it sucks. It sucks for if that zone gets expanded for the pitcher. When you get a really, like, if that zone's expanded for Lopez today, it's gonna be a long day for Oriole bats because he's that good and he'll work those corners or just off the plate if he's getting that strike. He will.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to Matt, who's in Baltimore. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, Rob? Jeremy, how you doing this morning?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Oh, not bad. I tell you now, I'm still pumped up from Shorty to sing the national anthem last night. She rocked that.
I didn't hear.
Oh my goodness, man! You gotta find a replay of that. She sang it right, and she sang it beautifully. Girl had some pipes. Nice. Another thing, man. As far as Jackson goes, what I'm seeing, he was pressing a lot. But after he got that first hit, I'm actually seeing better contact. You know, like when he is actually getting it, hitting it, I'm seeing better contact. Okay. And like you guys are saying, it's like everybody wanted him to come up, and now people say, oh, well, maybe he needs to go back down. I say, shut up, be a fan, watch the game, enjoy the wins, and stop trying to be a manager when you ain't even worth that. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
I mean, my whole thing is like, give it another week, you know, give it another 5 or 6 games and really start to assess some things. And even then it's probably not enough time, but it matters. Like, this isn't a team where you need to take chances and try to give somebody an opportunity. I mean, I think he's deserved this opportunity, but it's not something where you have to sit there and go, okay, we're just going to ride this out now. No, I mean, they have options. And right now at the major league level, it's about winning.
You know, someone hit me up and said, well, he's striking out at an alarming rate. Gunnar didn't strike out as much when he struggled. Yeah, he did. Gunnar Henderson batted 189 the first month. He struck out 29 times.
Yeah,
he did.
And a lot
in
of
22
that,
games.
Going back to seeing a lot of pitches, yeah. You get into pitchers' counts. And ultimately, because you're watching so much, that now you're trying to guess at what they're going to throw you.
Yeah, I don't know where that come from. Gunnar Henderson struck out 150 times last year. I'm sure that's one thing he wants to change, 159 times to be exact, in 150 games. So, again, I'm sure that's something he wants to change, but he batted 255 with an OPS of 814, 28 home runs, 82 RBI.
Yeah.
It's just not part of – conscientious of strikeouts just isn't part of the game like it used to be. Rick in Ellicott City. What's up, Rick?
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, on the should you send Jackson Holliday down question, I'm in the camp of sending him down for a couple of weeks. A couple of reasons. One, he's not ready in the field. He's missed a couple pop-ups. He just doesn't look like he's had enough reps. Struggling at the bat. But the main reason, and I say this as someone who thinks Elias is the best ever, I think it's general manager malpractice. To have brought him up a week before you trade a week of Jackson Holliday now for a year of Jackson Holliday after he's got 5 or 6 years of experience. I think you have to do that.
Well, I mean, look, there's obvious debates over what's the right answer, and they could have waited like another day or two. But, you know, I don't have an issue with what they did. Like,
I would love to know already. What that guy thought. He's gone. I would love to know what that guy thought from the beginning. Should he have come up at the beginning of the, right out of spring training? And I would love to have known what he thought then.
We see this. So I don't know why it feels like it's more accepted by a young pitcher to come up and get knocked around a little bit and then figure it out than it is for some of these hitters that struggle. And look, this is from everybody you talk to, this is a premier prospect. Yeah, you got the pedigree. You know his dad was in the league. You know his little brother's coming as well. You know he's eventually going to hit. That's why I said I'm more apt. That's why I'm happy I'm not in this position to make the decisions. But, like, I'm more apt to let him work it out until it does become a problem.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. This isn't towards you guys per se, but, like, you know, look, that young man's going to learn. He was rated the number one pick for a reason. And you know what? Most of the people commenting on the downside of his early professional experience, they can't even get in the box. They're not allowed on the field. And they would never hit any of that stuff. fans and players are a lot different these days, and Jackson Holliday is going to do that dang thing, fellas. He's going to do it.
Thank you. Let me say this. I don't criticize people by saying you can't comment on it because you can't do what they do. If that's the case, then there's only few people who could comment on sports. We could comment on any of it. But, you know, you whether you can play baseball or not, you know when a person looks lost. You know, I don't think Jackson Holliday looks lost. I think he looks like pressing. He's second-guessing himself. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.